Connecting Hearts on the radio station of Forever Media Johnstown is sponsored by Conemaugh Health System. If you love someone who has a substance use disorder, today's guest will keep you connected.
My name is Stacy Karshner, and I am a Be a Loving Mirror family recovery life coach.
And how did you come into this position?
My passion for helping families who are affected by another substance use disorder or addiction comes because of my own journey with my two children. My daughter's drug of choice was alcohol, and my son would pretty much use anything and everything. Really? In the Be a Loving Mirror, the balm, you know, we sort of say a drug is a drug is a drug, anything that hits that dopamine.
And that's why they call it substance use, because substances are a more general category, not just illegal drugs.
Right.
And tell me about the program that you are running called BALM, or Be a Loving Mirror.
I found the Be a Loving Mirror program when my son was in his, I guess it was sixth or seventh treatment center. And I was still insane and doing the same things over and over. I was going to Al-Anon. I still go to Al-Anon. I went to all the family groups, but it just wasn't enough. I was in this pattern of trying to fix and control. So my children's brains, our loved ones' brains get hijacked by the drug. They think they need the drug to survive. Mm-hmm. But the families, in turn, their brain also becomes hijacked into a pattern of thinking they can fix, thinking they can control. They're obsessed with the results. They're obsessed with the outcome. The families need just as much recovery, if not more, than the loved ones. Since our brains have to be rerouted and rewired to ways of helping and playing that positive role. The Be a Loving Mirror course was evolved around the fact that those with substance use disorder are human beings, and they deserve love just like anybody else does. So at its core is loving kindness. And what makes the BALM stand out is it's not just support and education, but actually helping the family members to transform, find that new perspective, because our loved one is not bad. They're sick. They're suffering from an illness, just like diabetes affects the pancreas, the addiction affects the brain. So helping families to learn new ways of acting and being and speaking, all ways to contribute to recovery and become their loved one's chief supporter rather than the obstacle.
And Stacy will arm you with this info in the BALM Be a Loving Mirror Family Recovery course.
Helping the families learn those new ways. It's a 7-week course. It involves 12 lessons. I teach many evidence-based things such as mindfulness, how a family has to regain their peace and calm first before they can really become helpers. Once the family learns to can get well, then they're much better at helping their loved one get well. So a two-prong approach with the family getting well first and then in turn helping the loved one get well. I teach brief interventions, empowering relationships, how to respond and not react, letting go without giving up and giving in. Boundaries, how to set boundaries and stick with them, healthy boundaries, how to use leverage, and learning ways to effectively communicate, how to show love and respect, and really the Be a Loving Mirror program helps in every area of our life.
And you're going to be visiting Cambria County with your course. It's absolutely free, with a big thanks to Behavioral Health of Cambria County. They're funding the course.
I live in State College and travel to multiple counties to teach this program for the past 3 years I've been doing that. I'm going to be starting a course. It'll be on Tuesday evenings from 5:30 to 8, starting April 7th. It will be held once a week, 7 weeks. The 12 lessons will be taught during those 7 weeks, and that's going to be held at the Cambria County Academic Center on 110 East Franklin Street, Suite 100.
And this is downtown Johnstown in the Central Park Complex.
So the way they can get enrolled would be to email me at skarchner9@gmail.com.
And we'll have all this on our website, foreverjohnstown.com. You can click in there.
For every person who's struggling with substance use disorder, 4 to 10 family members are affected.
Be a Loving Mirror Family Recovery. It's BALM.
We know that the family's role is crucial, and the family has a chance or a possibility to turn the tide. And we know when everybody gets involved, the loved one has a much better chance of getting and staying well.
Thanks for your time and the info, Stacy. Connecting Hearts with Conemaugh Health System and the radio stations of Forever Media Johnstown. Also brought to you by Jaeger's Heating Service and Centers of Excellence at Alliance Medical Services.